Next week could be an important one for Hawaii's tourism industry. It's Golden Week in Japan, a string of holidays that's longer than usual this year. Figures out this morning from the Hawaii Tourism Authority show a drop of 40% in visitors from Japan to Hawaii Island in March. Among those looking forward to an extra boost of Japanese travelers to Hawaii is Ross Birch. He's the executive director of the Island of Hawaii Visitors Bureau, and he tells me he's heading into Golden Week with some optimism.
Well, it's in all indications, being a little bit extended, it's helping all islands, as we're hearing. We know that our direct flights coming into Kona are at a higher load factor and are pretty full as they're coming in. So those are great indicators.
Now, in recent months, Big Island has seen pretty dramatic drop in visitors from Japan. In January, down about 20% year-on-year, and down nearly a third, actually, in February. Any sense of what's behind those declines?
Well, actually, year over year isn't as bad as it has been for the last few months of 2018. We're seeing some of that recovery coming back in the Japan market, where we had huge increases in the Japan market once the secondary flight from Japan Airlines came in after the Hawaiian Airlines has been in for a year. We saw a huge jump of 30-35% for the first, 5 months of 2018. So to be 20% down from last year, the first 2 months of the year, actually we're still pacing ahead of where we were in 2017, which is a great sign for us that the numbers are starting to recover in that market. And it was the most volatile. We had a huge increase and then a substantial decrease of almost 30-35% as we kind of hit into the back end of the year.
And as you point out, this flights into Kona is so important. What's ahead for that beyond Golden Week, and as you look out ahead in terms of 2019 and the summer?
We have two great partners that are actually in the process of becoming a one merged partner with Hawaiian Airlines and Japan Airlines, flying directly in from two different locations in Tokyo, which has been phenomenal for us in the Japan market. And we can't say enough about the support we've had in market from both Hawaiian Airlines and Japan Airlines with promoting their flights, the direct access, and all the wonderful things you can do on the island and experience. I mean, the Japan market resonates very well with our island, and we've had some of the highest numbers throughout all the years from all the neighbor islands from the Japan market. It's just been kind of a little bump in the road for us through this last few months, and I feel we're going to be able to get right back into it.
And when you take that longer view of the Japanese market, what do you think folks should bear in mind looking ahead?
I think we've got some really good hotel product that has been renovated recently, another hotel that's under current renovations right now. I think we're going to position ourselves down the line to kind of hit everything in stride with that Japan market and really set up well. You know, there have been years of decline we've had even previous to this when Japan Airlines left us in 2006. We had a little lag time before we saw some major dips in that market, and then we lost some of our Japan ground staff and support system here on the island. We're now getting back to the point where we're getting back to those levels we were in the 2006 time period and seeing a great recovery from that Japan market.
And looking ahead in terms of the Kona Airport, you're not expecting any changes in that area in terms of declining opportunities there?
No, we're confident that both the Hawaiian Airlines flight and the Japan Airlines flight will stay in and be great partners with us at the capacity they're at. The Kona Airport itself is going through a current renovation, including the starting of a new FIS, or a federal inspection station. So we'll have a new customs facility there, which will be very good for both of those flights and potentially any new flights wanting to consider Kona as their destination.
And more broadly, not only with Japan, but it's been nearly a year now since Kilauea started the most recent round of activity, and a challenging time certainly for the visitor industry on Hawaii Island. How's the recovery planning going and the strategy in terms of recovery?
Well, we've had two kind of different recovery responses, and thankfully from Hawaii Tourism Authority, their reaction and their ability to throw some additional funding our direction specifically for the island, we were able to get early on funding of about $1.5 million in the June-July time period so we could do some of that message mitigation so we could kind of slow down the impact of the volcano a little bit and kind of ease everyone as to the destination is still, it was still safe to come. It was an isolated area. We had, you know, very little direct effect from the volcano from an overall island perspective. And then once that had been through, and then at the end of August when things quieted down, we were seeing kind of a slower recovery as far as getting our numbers back to where we had, they were established in May and April before that. So Hawaii Tourism Authority, again, is coming through with an additional set of funding for the more of what I has referred to in a few other opportunities as kind of that defibrillator. We saw ourselves kind of come to this slowdown and kind of a bottoming out period, and now we're at that point of in the recovery and coming up, and we need a little bit of a little jump start to get us going, and that's what this funding is really going to do. We're going to hit the West Coast hard. We're going to hit our areas in Japan as well, specifically to get those numbers back as quickly as we can.
Anything else you think folks should be looking at?
We can see in our total numbers for the state that there was actually kind of a little bit of a softening kind of in the first 2 months statewide. That's a little bit concerning to me in our side, trying to specifically have our island in that recovery process. If we see a potential slowdown on a bigger scale, which I'm hoping that it's only because we had phenomenal jumpstart to 2018 is the reason why we're kind of seeing those numbers and hoping we can get right past that and get through it. And our island is going to see great success with the new programs we've got in place.
Anecdotally, do you hear anything in terms of the Japan folks of encouraging or otherwise? Or
we've kind of had the double-edged sword with the volcano.
Yeah.
It was scary, and it pushed everybody away, and they're still in that danger mode a little bit, so we've had to tone that down a little bit.
Mm.
And now that there's really little to no activity going on, they're like, oh, wow. You can't win for losing is kind of what we're in right now, is you can't, okay, we had too much, and well, now
exactly.
We have too little.
Exactly.
So let's find that perfect amount in which we had. So the beginning part of 2018 was the volcano was working completely in our favor, and everything was just clicking in. And then we got a reality check. It's been interesting. I think I've been hit with every different thing you can in a 10-year cycle. So, you know, we'll continue to keep pressing.
Well, excellent. We'll appreciate the time, Ross. Thanks very much.
You bet. Thank you.
Ross Birch is the executive director of the Island of Hawaii Visitors Bureau.